Chapter 2. Sarah stood outside the door of the suite and waited for it to open, wondering whether the expression of the ungracious elderly maid would have altered very much since she saw her last. The fact that she was elderly and that her charges were young and active might possibly explain why she appeared to have a grudge against fate, but in Sarah's opinion it did not give her the right to refuse a box of candy on their behalf. On more than one occasion, when she had seen her shepherding the children, she had thought her attitude brusque in the extreme, and they had given the impression of being distinctly downcast. But then children who played all day on their own with no adult to take a genuine interest in them were liable to be downcast. When the door opened, almost immediately in fact, it was Philip Saratola himself who stood there. He looked relieved at the sight of her. In fact, very noticeably relieved. "Come in, Miss Cunningham," he said, standing aside for her to pass him in the doorway. "I can't tell you how much I appreciate your very prompt response to the note I sent you. I'm afraid it was rather like a, well, a summons, but in actual fact it was an appeal. I do hope you realise that I would not have contacted you if the matter had not been urgent." There was certainly something rather harassed about his expression, yet at the same time she couldn't help but feel that he was not as welcoming as he had been the day before. He was glad to see her, but the fact that he had sent for her plainly embarrassed him. She sensed that he disliked being embarrassed. "I do hope nothing is wrong," she said. He shook his head.
"Not really. That is to say, well, obviously something is wrong, or you would not be here, but it only affects the children adversely in one way."
"And that way is..." He indicated a chair for her to sit down on, and it was an elegant drawing-room chair that matched most of the furniture in his extremely luxurious private sitting-room. Sarah had thought that her aunt was being rather extravagant by insisting on two bedrooms separated by a private bathroom, and with one very large balcony that they could share. But this suite was plainly one of the prize ones, for the sitting-room is extremely large, a little too formal and regal for comfort, and it plainly served the purpose of a...